Hey, it's Brock, and it's no secret that I love clothes. And every time I get new clothes and they don't fit just right, I take them to the only place that knows how to give me that perfect fit. Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers. From jeans to dress pants and wedding dresses to suit jackets, they can handle any alteration you need. They provide the best customer service, and the job's not done until it's done to your perfection. So if the clothes you're wearing aren't fitting your body just right, then take them to Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers, just off Highway 49 on New Hope. Lethal Lure Alterations, where you can always get the perfect fit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Whoa. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
What is that?
Welcome! Welcome, welcome to the show. Yep.
I love it!
It is the wedding show. It is happening.
Oh my gosh.
We will definitely not be playing that, though.
Really?
No.
What are you going to play?
Here Comes the Bride.
Well, I mean, that is appropriate.
Nobody does Here Comes the Bride anymore. Nobody.
Really?
No.
What's the, like, new song?
So you just play some instrumental version of whatever. It can literally be anything. But nobody plays Here Comes the Bride.
Huh. So why do you think that is?
It's just outdated. I don't know. Times have changed.
How is the song called Here Comes the Bride outdated is what I want to know.
Is this what you had at your wedding?
I don't even remember. I want to say no, though. What's another song that would have been, like, widely used?
I don't know, but here's what we're playing at our wedding.
Okay. Let's see. This is going to be a joke, I can already tell.
Not a joke. So this is when I will walk in with Brimley.
Okay.
So this is the About Time theme song. Have you seen that movie, About Time? Mm-hmm. Rachel McAdams. Great movie. It was the first movie Ashton and I saw together.
Aww.
The makers of, I think, Love Actually and all those British, awesome British movies.
Yeah.
So it has a buildup, and that's when Ashton will come out. So beautiful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You eat oat meal this morning?
Protein cereal.
Good job.
Thanks.
Here's the buildup. I think that's when she'll come out. Pretty, huh?
Yeah.
This right here. That's when she'll come out.
Aww.
It's a minute. 5 seconds into the song. So boom, there you go. That's beautiful, right?
Are you videoing the whole thing?
Yes. So
okay.
Speaking of that, I got a call from Dustin, you know, one of my best buds, the other day. I say, hey, what's up? Because he's supposed to film it. He's like, dude, I got some bad news.
Uh-oh.
I said, what? He goes, our vacation starts on Saturday. We leave on Saturday for Florida or the Gulf or wherever they're going. He goes, I completely forgot. It's already paid for. We're going. He said, I am so heartbroken. I said, well, you're not my friend anymore.
So, first of all.
But he said, I have somebody else that can do it. And he gave me their name. And I said, yeah, okay. He goes, they'll shoot it and I'll edit it and it will be awesome. I said, okay, as long as somebody's there, that's all I care about. And then I know you'll make it great. And he's like, I just feel sick in my stomach. I said, well, you lost a friend and
right.
You're dead to me.
But so. But otherwise, have a great vacation.
So the walkout. Okay. Wait. We got a couple guests in studio right now. Give it up for Miss Ashton, soon to be Short.
There she is.
And Dana.
Aww.
On that sad note, Brock, you need pillows on this couch because you got some insecure girls over here. Like, I want to put a pillow on my lap, and this is all you have. What is this?
All right, I'm adding all of you to our video chat here. What? I just added you so Marcy can see you. So what? Does you think Marcy cares?
Let me see those pretty faces.
Oh, well,
where's that bride?
And then mute yourself. Remember to mute yourself. Wait, is this too nice? There we go.
There she is.
Hey-o.
Hi, love.
Oh, man.
I can't hear you.
Mute yourself. Mute yourself. Mute. Oh, there we go. There we go. There
can
she
you
is.
You hear me on this mic?
Yep.
Okay.
There you are.
We're a little sleepy in this house. We've been moving.
Yes, we have. So hold on. We'll get to that. We're talking about music for the wedding right now. So that was the walk-in song. We were trying to decide between that and the love theme from St. Elmo's Fire. Do you know what that song is, Marcy? It's this. Because we both love this 80s movie, and I love this song.
It's a little upbeat, isn't it, for a walk-in?
Like I said, normal wedding music is not the same anymore.
I know, but that's like, you gotta jog down the aisle to keep up with that.
That's a love theme, though.
True, and it's not a very long aisle, so.
Should be doing some dancing down the aisle to keep up.
Okay, so we decided on our walkout song. What did you use for your wedding as a walkout song, Marcy?
I have no idea.
Dana, wow. What did you use?
The wedding singer song.
Why do I see two Ashtons?
Sorry, I was fixing Dana's phone.
Fixing my phone. Oh. I'm like, I can't see anybody. We use the wedding singer song. You know what it is.
Oh, that's a good one, but it's pretty slow.
It was a long.
I want to make you, know, you smile.
I walk slow anyways. It worked out. It worked out.
This is for the walk out. Like you're leaving. You're married.
When
and
we
you're
left?
Leaving. Yes, that one.
No, we didn't walk out to that.
What did you walk out to? You don't even remember that.
I think it was You Can't Hurry Love.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, we are doing the instrumental to this one because the words
instrumental with you guys.
This is from Pretty in Pink.
Is everything like 80s?
No, we just like these.
But About Time is just a few years ago.
That's look true. At Ashton's neck. That girl ain't even got no double chin, no nope. Nothing.
Oh,
look,
my gosh.
That's a difference in you and me, Ashton. You putting your camera down low. Mine's going to be drone.
I forgot
always.
I was on camera, honestly. Yeah.
So this is the walkout song, Marcy. She's dealing with her son. Yeah, so we're walking.
But
no lyrics, because it says, if you leave, don't look back.
But wait, whose is this?
This is our walk out after we're married.
Oh, walk out.
Without,
oh, okay.
Yeah, without the, we'll go our separate ways.
I love that.
We're not doing the lyrics, though. It's,
yeah.
It doesn't fit, but yeah, just the music. So there you go.
Ashton, you look good, though. Stop it.
You know, when Pretty in Pink, I heard the other day, the original ending had her ending up with Ducky, her best friend. And the audience that they showed it to hated it so much. What are you doing over there?
We're having our own podcast.
Yeah,
sorry.
You are.
Sorry.
Listen.
You turned your camera off.
Because I took a screenshot and she's like, I'm like, I took a screenshot. No. Her neck looked good.
I had to respond to a hiring manager.
Okay. So Marcy, we got the girls in the studio, whatever. They don't care.
We do. We absolutely care.
We're having our own podcast over here.
I was dealing with Fortnite issues just now. So
Fortnite? That's some Zerbinus.
It's very important.
And I'm distracted by these very large presents that Dana brought.
Well, oh,
Dana,
I thought you were going to say very large something else. Thighs or something. I'm over here, my shorts on the couch.
So hold on.
Before, about to offend me.
Before we start anything, I have a presentation I'd like to make for Dana.
You were gonna say me.
No, your presentation's on Sunday.
I see.
So she has helped Brock Entertainment and she is now part of the team. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to present her with a Brock Entertainment hat at this point.
I love
of the
it.
Show.
Nice.
She asked for one.
What? I did.
So I'm gonna, I just threw it to her. I presented her with a Brock Entertainment hat.
She is now part of the team. Literally, there you go.
Wait, what did you do for Brock Entertainment?
Okay, listen.
Explain that.
He had somebody that had laryngitis. I think he probably called everyone he knew in Benton County and no one answered but me.
I didn't.
So then it went to me and he's like, hey, I've this dude's got laryngitis, whatever, whatever. So I did a couple of things and it was literally so fun. And I also want to say, like, I've emceed a gala. I've done, like, you know, some networking stuff. Like, I've done stand up a few times. We know all this, whatever. But it takes a lot of freaking energy to do what you guys do. Like, being on that side of it, I mean, it just looks fun on the lame-o side. You're like, man, that'd be so cool just to, like, play music and hype everybody up. But you got to have a lot of energy for that. So I really respect what you guys do. It was really, really fun. So thank you.
She helped out and she did a great job.
It was fun. I loved your, who was he? What was his name?
Spencer.
Oh my gosh. He's hilarious. We had a good time.
Spencer's awesome. The best. So Spencer's in California right now and he sent me a picture yesterday in front of the Dunder Mifflin office.
Shut your face.
No.
Yeah. And they have the gate shut. So he had to stick his phone under the gate to take a picture of the building.
That does not shock me.
That's
he did
hilarious.
That.
Hilarious.
It's like, I can see probably most of the people you have on your team. You got to have a big personality. And
yes.
You're either ignorant and think you're cool or you're confident and know it. You got to have one or the other.
Right.
Because yeah, it takes a lot, but it was so fun. So thank
you. She helped out and did a great job. Did a wedding and a charity event, Marcy. That was
two different things.
Yeah.
So the first person I asked was Marcy just because she's done that stuff before. She also was sick and kind of had laryngitis.
I had a crazy voice too. That's so weird.
That did work out. But Dana stepped in, saved the day. And
it was fun.
What'd you do for the wedding?
Well, obviously he couldn't announce, like, table one, go get your food. You know what I mean? Like, table two, go get your food. Now it's time. Turn your eyes to the dance floor, whatever. So he had laryngitis and he was like trying to whisper. And I'm like, dude, text me. So we were like texting the whole time. It was so funny. But he was texting me pointers. He's like, make sure you have a lot of energy when you're about to say this. And like, it was awesome. Like, he was just so helpful.
And less is more.
Yeah. He was saying that, like, at the charity event, you know, you've got to, like, I was trying to get people over to the photo booth and, like, everyone's just staring at me. And I'm like, so turn your attention over. If you look right here, and I'm like pointing to it, and I'm like, don't forget to hashtag. And like, two people walked over. I'm like, thank you for the two people who actually listened to me. And it's like funny and you can do that kind of stuff. And at the wedding, he's texting me like, ain't nobody want to hear you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, Brock's already told me that. I already know, but
less is more.
Yeah. So, and it was just, it was interesting. And I thought about this, like, how fun it is to probably sit back and see, like, there's a list of, like, do not play these songs.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell I'm getting so old because the wedding, it was much younger than me, the bride and groom. And the songs that they were like, do not play these. I'm like, those are crowd favorites.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you want those played?
Well, you'd be surprised. We have a wedding this weekend, I think, or next. Yeah, this weekend. And they said, we love indie music and alternative. Well, I do too. But guess what? You can't dance to that stuff.
Yeah.
That's not danceable. So we can put it on for you. And then at the end of the night, you can be like, why didn't anybody dance? And we can say, well, because your music choices suck at a wedding.
I also didn't realize how many people, after probably enough drinks, would just walk right up to Spencer and me and be like, you are going to play blah, blah, blah song, aren't you?
Oh, geez.
You are going to. Can I put in a request?
Yeah.
Can I? And like, he just had such a good attitude about it. He's like, I'll add that to the queue if we have time, you know, because he had the bride's like must plays or whatever. I don't know if people realize just how much you guys are doing back there. I mean, there's such a value to keeping the energy, keeping the flow, making sure you hit the right songs and don't play the wrong ones.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize, you know, a lot of those songs that suck are not choices that we would ever make. They're choices that the couple's made that they want us to play.
And dude, like Cupid Shuffle was on the Do Not Play. I'm like,
well, for good reason.
No, I love that.
But when you're
24,
if you're a good DJ, and this is to anybody who DJs out there that's listening, zero people. If you're a good DJ, you don't need line dance songs. Line dance songs are only to get people on the dance floor and get the party started. 99% of the weddings I personally do these days don't have any line dances, and I keep the dance floor full.
Really?
Well, I'll just tell you this. Spencer did.
That's how you know you're doing good.
That I was going to say, Spencer did, the biggest compliment is he left them wanting.
Yes.
Like they, nobody was starting to go sit at their table. Like, are they going to be done? And it was so cool because I think the wedding planner was kind of new, like a family friend, super sweet, but super laid back enough that when Spencer was like, we need to flip this and this. And, and I'm like, why are you flipping them? And he was like, I mean, gosh, there's just such a system to this. He's like, well, because if they cut the cake now, then while this is happening, they can be cutting the cake for everyone to eat. Like just the time management that he had and literally kept everybody on the dance floor. And the sweetest thing happened. I took a video. I'll send it to you. Everybody left and the bride and groom had their final
dance
alone, which I know that's probably normal or you've seen that. Like obviously I've never seen that. And it was so cute, but we were telling them, do not light your little sparklers, but nobody listened. They were three sheets to the wind. So they lit them too soon. And it was really cute. One of the bridesmaids had to come in and be like, you guys, it's time to go. And it was like something out of a movie. Cause we're in this like really beautiful venue. They're dancing alone to this like nostalgic, like song.
This song right here.
It was just, it was so sweet. And then they just run out. Like she grabs her coat or her fur or whatever. It was like, I wanted to cry. Good.
This was their last dance song, yeah? Little I'll Make Love to You once we get in the car.
I will say I've worked a funeral and now a wedding, and the wedding was more fun.
Well, good to know.
So. I literally, when I worked the funeral, I told the girl, I'm like, am I going to cry? She's like, you're not going to cry. It's a cremation. Like, it's totally fine.
It's a cremation.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, there's not even a bawled my eyes out as if it was my, my own grandma or something. Like, so I couldn't handle it.
You brought a present.
I brought two presents.
I got an article here that says, bride bash for demanding guests spend hundreds on gifts. Wedding registries can be helpful so you know what to get the couple, but one bride-to-be went on a different route and listed the gifts she expected to receive in a Facebook post in front of everybody. Maybe demands is a better word for it because she isn't asking as much as telling her future guests exactly what she will accept, and the list is over the top. To all those coming to my wedding, she says, here's a list of gifts you can bring. You must choose from the list or consult me first. There are no exceptions. Oh, okay. Any KitchenAid appliance over $350. This does not mean kitchen items like an apron or a spatula. I'm talking about their stand, mixer, blender, etc. Wow. Any Gucci or Louis Vuitton purses. Other purses are allowed, but please consult me first. Any clothes over $400 from Calvin Klein, Moschino, or Nora's. I can already tell you this groom is not going to live a great life with this girl.
Unless he's the same way.
New floor tiles for the entire house. I know this is a bit of a stretch, but I'd gladly appreciate it. So redo our floor tiles? Yes. Oh, a new car or a new trim for my car or anything in relation to the car. $400 or more gift cards. It has to be at least $400, basically.
What?
And then she lists a whole bunch of places. Other places are acceptable, but please talk to me first. Any Korean or Asian beauty products totaling $400 or more. Any high-class paintings or decorations over $400. And a cash gift of $400 or more. I am expecting everyone to spend at least $400 on wedding gifts. Remember to apply early if you don't want to get me a Gucci purse or anything you don't want to get. Talk to me first. Thanks.
That's not real.
I bet all of her friends are the exact same way.
That's probably why she's like
this. Or she doesn't have any friends anymore.
Ashton put a post similar to this. It says, please get me these gifts over no less than $5.
Well, at this point, I'm going to take my gifts and walk back to my car.
Nothing less than $5.
Your gifts are very Southern traditional.
If you get it at the Dollar Tree, you must give me 5 of them. It has to equal $5 or more.
You know what? We had a honeymoon shower. So like, because I already had a house, like it was, you know, it was like somebody was like, well, we want to throw you a shower, but I felt like, I don't know. But then it's weird to have a honeymoon shower because you're like, I don't really want to ask people for money. It's just super awkward. But but we did it and they had a game show. It was really fun. So,
well, you know what we actually wanted to do? She wanted to have a golden shower, but I wasn't sure what that was. So We didn't. Where you, so, is that where you get gold or something?
So we created a registry. That way, if people weren't sure what to get, they'd have ideas.
And you know what? I'm going to be totally straight. Like, I grew up Southern. My grandma's like, you go to your local gift shop, you get gifts, blah, blah, blah. You check the registry. But I cannot tell you the last time I looked at a registry. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I need to do that.
But registry is now a thing for little kids and their birthdays.
Oh, I know. I need to go look at those, though, because now I'm like, crap, you might not even like what I got you.
Oh, please. I see where it's from. It's cute.
And she won't. She won't like it. She is so, like, Ashton just, she only wants stuff from Gucci and
I don't think I
would. But she settled for you. Look at this.
Great
value.
What are your plans? The night of your wedding, you guys are going to a hotel. Is the plan to just crash? Well, Marcy. No, yeah, I'm asking the hard-hitting questions here.
Hard-hitting? I think you have a lot of faith in Brock. Soft-hitting?
Are you
good? Wow. Oh, wow. He's taking his shirt off, Marcy. Stop asking questions.
No. Oh, I've seen that before. Come on. That's standard studio procedure.
So I'm good. Here's the play-by-play.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm going to carry her across the threshold of 21C. I'm going to carry her in there.
She gonna carry you across the threshold.
Throw her on the bed.
He gonna throw you on the bed. He gonna drop you on the bed.
And drop her in front of the bed because I tripped. And then I'm gonna go in the bathroom and I say, I'll be right back. I might have some guy time in there. Do a little praying.
Idea.
Praying. And then come out there, do a little sexy dance to this song.
Show me a little part. What is that sexy dance? What are you doing? Wait, let me see. Let's see this. Whoa! How are you
going
to
resist that? You're not even trying. He's actually a really good dancer.
And just do the pelvic thrust a lot.
He is a good dancer. Yeah.
But that, I don't know what that is.
Wow, that looks painful.
I do one leg up.
That looks painful, Ashton. Give her some ibuprofen.
I bought a little spotlight.
A little one?
Shush.
Quit setting me up for these.
Yeah. I bought a little spotlight, and it's going to shine right at the goods. So she gets a little...
Wow.
Your mom is going to turn this off.
I'm sorry, Brock's mom.
Uh-oh, Ashton's getting all... beklimped over here.
This is spiritual warfare. I know you did a good job with him.
And then I'm going to act like we're going to make sweet love. And then I'm going to quietly fall asleep. And then it's over.
That's a deal, isn't it? You're so tired afterwards.
Well, normally if you're partying, we're not partying or anything. So.
I know. We were tired. I remember us talking like.
Yeah.
Like, we're kind of tired. I'm like, Justin Wade.
I want that sexy time.
Yeah. I was like offended. I'm like, this is supposed to be like the one night you don't fall asleep early. Like,
well, they say that. That's just like, you know, anything that you build up to that extent never matches.
I'm like, I ordered a big spot.
And he goes, for this little thing?
No.
For this little guy?
Bless.
All right. Hey, this couple. We should think about doing this, Ashton, for our wedding. Someone requested, posted a friend of theirs that it's... Okay, hold on. Let me read this. This person on Facebook in a Facebook group said, asking for a friend. I was wondering if any of you knew where I could rent a peacock for a wedding.
Wow.
Quite possibly to walk down the aisle. just like they have dogs walk down the aisle. They wanted a peacock to walk down the aisle with them.
But why?
Yeah.
Dude, they need to get on TikTok. I was watching a parrot skateboard the other day.
What?
Yeah. Literally, me and Justin are in a black hole of TikTok. I don't even know what's happening.
Same way over
Brock
here.
Brock is right there with you.
We literally, I'm like, oh, you know when you just played that song? I saw one the other day and it was like playing sexy songs every time my husband enters the room. And
that's funny.
I'm going to start doing that today.
So you need to add me because my brother sends me most of the TikToks I watch.
Okay.
Because he thinks they're funny. And then I just forward them to other people.
Same. My kids are like, they'll hear me cracking up. They're like, are you mom TikToking again? I'm like, are you talking again? Yeah, I am. I'm on TikTok. Leave me alone.
So, Ashton, what about this? You got your wedding dress already.
I did.
Well, this TikTok user, speaking of TikTok, Esther Andrews revealed in a recent post that went viral that she knit her own wedding dress while riding the subway in New York. She says the dress took over 9 months to knit from 4 miles of mohair lace yarn and features layers of ruffles, a tiered skirt, and long sleeves. It also featured small knit red tomatoes to go with the space pirate meets a tomato patch wedding theme, noting they chose it because it was just silly and fun. So why didn't you knit your own wedding dress?
She knit two babies in her tummy, and that took 9 months each. That's 18 months of work. You don't got to justify this, Ashton.
Shoot. It would look like a Tarzan outfit.
That would be funny.
It only hey, covered the right spots.
Brock.
Yeah.
My pest guy is here early, so I'll be back.
All right.
I'm going to be a few minutes because I got to open gates and stuff
I'm
for him.
Dead.
But
all right,
don't talk about anything super interesting.
We'll be here.
I know Britney Spears is on my list to talk about.
We'll be talking. We got to wait for that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here is a question for you. Not Ashton, but Dana.
Wow. He's already getting our names confused.
Gets most
choosing a name for a child can be difficult. And in this family, it's become such a fight that they simply can't agree on one, which is becoming an issue for a soon-to-be stepmom. The woman shares on Reddit that her fiance has a daughter from a previous relationship who is almost three. She says her man and his ex have a very hostile relationship, which basically ended after the woman became pregnant. Naming the child instantly became an issue, and the mom named the baby after a member of her family and gave the child her last name. The OP's fiance wanted the child to have his last name and be named after his grandmother. Well, they all went to court, and the fiancé was able to get the child's last name changed, and the first name is still an issue. Both sides decided, with the child almost three, it was too late to go back to court again, so instead the child has a mom's house name and a dad's house
name.
That
is terrible. That is so
terrible. So here's where the issue comes
terrible.
In. The OP thinks the whole thing is ridiculous and refuses to call the child a different name. It will make me, she says, it will make me look like the toxic stepmother, and it's just stupid to have a kid going by two completely different names, she writes. She's one person. If I continue to call her by her mom's house name and don't support this, or what do I do? She's asking.
You guys, literally, this is so dumb. Okay, all of a sudden, you know me, I'm going to go back to the Bible. Remember when King Solomon, remember when those ladies were like, it's my baby, it's my baby. Do you guys know the story? What happens when he's like, I'm going to cut the baby in half.
Right.
Remember that?
No.
And then, I mean, which looking back now, I'm like, well, that's a terrible, like as a kid, I'm like, what a great lesson. Now I'm like, that's horrific. But
it was a good
somebody
point.
Somebody is going to have to suck it up and swallow some pride for this child. Like, forget that you hate somebody. Forget that you're mad. Forget
right.
that you're bitter. Forget that you don't like it. Your guys are putting a freaking kid. And if mama is not going to acclimate or whatever, then...
Hey, say hi to the bug guy. Say hi.
Hey, bug guy. Where are you from?
No, he can't hear us.
Oh, never mind. Hey. Anyways, if mama's not going to, like, do it, then stepmama is.
Because right.
that child... I mean, my Lord, 3 years old?
Yeah.
Like, good
so,
Lord.
So, some of these Reddit users agree she isn't wrong, but more importantly, many think she should reconsider even marrying her fiance.
Oh, 100%.
One person commented, as the great Nora Ephron said, never marry a man you wouldn't want to be divorced from.
Oh, shoot.
But that's true.
Ashton, do you hear that?
Like, I'm a great divorce.
Yes.
I think so, too. The boy's dad was at my house for Father's Day. Like, I mean, come on. Like, grow up, y'all. Grow up.
This person says, seriously, the fiance is a D-bag. And bullying his ex into changing her daughter's last name to follow sexist, outdated tradition. F that guy. And then one person pointed out the kid's name is irrelevant unless she named it Clown Shoe Leaf Blower Smith. I think it's pretty, or it's petty to even get upset about it at all.
Yeah.
Let alone try to have the kid confused with multiple names just because the parents are crazy people.
Yeah.
And you know what? He won her last name. So forget about it. He got her last
this
name.
This sounds like an attorney situation too. Like for sure. Like who gets the last name? What a mess.
Right.
What a mess. I'm disappointed in people.
Yeah. Hey, our house cleaner is here now to clean.
Man, Marcy got a pest guy. You got a house cleaner. Do you know what? I am the pest guy and the housekeeper.
So we are
house.
Too, but we have all the family coming in and we want the house to be even
spotless.
Cleaner. So it's basically she's going behind us. And cleaning.
Your house is so clean already.
I agree, but it could be cleaner.
Okay.
So she's coming in behind us, making sure everything's even cleaner.
Gotcha.
But we have been moving over the last couple of days. I got a Sam's Furniture truck and took it to her place. I cleaned out my storage to make room and then went to her place thinking, you know, when you start doing this, you're like, oh, we got so much stuff we got to put. And it took one small load to take the storage and then one small load to bring here. And we're like, oh.
That was it. She didn't have couches downstairs.
Yeah. So we got her new couch in the living room. We moved a couch that came with the house. We were going to move it up here. So we did put it in two different places.
Didn't look right.
We're like, this couch is just too big. So we're going to take it to storage and use it if we get another Airbnb or something someday.
Good. Yeah. That's so smart.
Yeah.
That's smart. I'm excited. There's a lot of exciting things going on. Wait till I only got her a card. I didn't get you a card.
Oh.
But I only got her this card because it's so stinking funny that I just had to get it for her. So.
Oh, good.
Anyways, I'm excited to just love on you guys and see what the future
holds. Let's talk about Father's Day. What did you do for Father's Day with Justin and besides take a group photo with the boys?
Oh, that was fun. We have a pool, as you know, and I feel like we entertain.
Well, I've seen this pool.
Oh, never come over.
Felt
come
over the
this
water.
Weekend. Come over this weekend.
Come over on our wedding weekend.
Okay, just kidding. Come over after you get back from the honeymoon. So the boys and I talked and they were so good. They're growing up. They're like thinking about gifts ahead of time and kind of doing all that. And so I was like, what if we just serve them and we don't like have a bunch of people over. We just have like your dad and Justin and us. And like, let's just order some food so we don't even have to cook or clean up and just do a chill day. And that's exactly what we did.
And that was the best.
Yeah, it was really good. And it was really sweet. I got out one of the first Father's Day cards the boys ever gave Justin for like bonus dad day is what we call it.
Aww.
And I was reading it and they're like little bitty chicken scratch handwriting. And then of course they always write a paragraph to their dad and Justin in the card. And it was just really sweet. Like the things they said, it made me so grateful that they have each of them because they said very different things in their card for each of them.
Uh-huh.
But I just thought these boys are lucky. They're getting to learn about computers and technology and all this kind of stuff. That's what Ben's alley is. And then Justin's all trucks and changing your oil and how
so
to fix
stuff. So they're covering all the bases.
I know. I'm like,
all the guy bases,
well-rounded,
right?
Well-rounded for this. Yeah, made me proud.
So my daughter got me this card. On the front of it was a whoopee cushion.
I love it.
A small one that came off. Inside it says, Happy Farters Day. Happy Father's Day, Daddy. I hope you have the best Father's Day ever. Love, Brimley. And then she put two stick people that farting on the side.
Stop, I love her.
And says, oh no, happy Father's Day.
I love it.
So that was my Father's Day card. My birthday card says, how about some redneck fireworks for your birthday? Listen to this. A whole bunch of farts.
That's hilarious. Are vegans gassy? Are you gassy?
Hope it's a real blowout. Happy fart day, Dad. Wait, AKA happy birthday, Dad. Yeah. My daughter is hilarious.
I love her. That's awesome.
So I had her for Father's Day. She had University of Arkansas gymnastics camp for 3 days. So on Sunday, they did a little exhibition thing of stuff they have learned over the past 3 days. So Ashton and I went down there, got to watch her. It was basically a dance routine.
Oh,
there wasn't much.
Was it cute though?
Yeah, it was really cute. There wasn't much gymnastics, but it was really cool. She was glad we were there as soon as she saw us because we came up on the wrong side of the gym where everybody could see us.
And walked in front of all of us.
Dude, yeah, that's waving. Me everywhere I go. Hey, we went to the wrong wedding Saturday.
Well, that happens. So yeah, she did her thing and then we got her after that and we went to church camp and her and I sang at church camp.
I saw.
And it was the first time she had ever, well, the second time she sang in front of people, but the first time at church camp, and I grew up singing at church camp.
Is she a natural singer, or are you like, I wonder if there's pressure for her because...
No, she wants, she asked to do it. I would have sang alone.
So like everybody in my family can sing, and there was just always this pressure for me to like...
No, she just loves to sing.
Okay.
So...
Good.
Yeah.
And it's just a natural talent.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you have her in voice lessons or anything?
No, I'm her voice lessons.
Okay.
So...
My grandma paid for those, and the lady was like, I'm gonna give you money back.
Oh,
legit. I'm like, I'm funny. Nobody else is funny as me, but that didn't really fly. Either.
So we were just talking about moving all the stuff, Ashton, and all the different things we're doing.
Where'd Ashton go?
She's right there.
Oh, she just shut off her camera.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. So did Dana.
Tyler's called me 3 times.
Oh, Tyler, get a life.
Uh-oh.
Get a life, Tyler. So, yeah, the Airbnb has been booked up, Dana. We had, I think there were Mennonites or a branch of that come stay with us for 3 or 4 days with their 4 kids last week.
They were really nice.
Super nice. And Brim met them and she goes, Dad. She whispered to me, she goes, Dad, why are they dressed like pilgrims?
Oh.
I go, aww. Yeah, let's talk about this later.
Where were they from?
So they're from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
You know, they're Pennsylvania Dutch, yep. So they got the accent, but they live in Southeast Missouri now. They moved up there.
Cool.
I was hoping that they would ask to come to the kitchen and bake us up some other famous.
That's not stereotypical. You're canceled.
Baked goods.
Stereotypical.
That's true.
Everybody's still getting canceled. I saw this thing about the guy from Black Panther and his alcohol-y name.
His rum?
Say? Yes.
Which means like horror or something like that.
What's the name of it?
Okay.
It's some French word, but it means like date rape.
Oh, well, I didn't read that part.
Yeah, the French word he used for his rum translates in French to date rape, which if you don't know French, how are you supposed to know that? He should have done his research, and he's got a lot of people on his team that should have probably figured that out. Yeah. But yeah.
Take to the Google.
Date rape. Ugh.
Bad name.
That is not good.
I thought it was like misappropriate. I thought... Never mind. I don't know what I thought.
I that's what I heard. I don't know. Could be wrong. So, are you and Justin have any marital issues?
Weekly.
Okay.
I'd say weekly.
Well,
pretty average.
If you want to save that marriage, Dana.
Weekly.
This couple credits an imaginary person with saving their marriage.
Shut up.
She explains that they use Rick as a fall guy when something goes wrong and says it's been a game changer for them. For example, if the laundry isn't finished or a bill doesn't get paid, they don't get mad with each other.
I've heard this.
They throw Rick under the bus and everyone's happy. Rick is our scapegoat, Ball says. But you know what's great? We don't scapegoat each other because of him. I don't say,
hey, idea.
Ashton, thanks for putting my towel in the wash when she didn't. I say, thanks, Rick. Rick didn't even wash my towels.
I did put your towel.
That's hilarious.
I know that. I was just trying to think of something.
I like that. We play the old fashioned game of blaming each other.
Yeah, that doesn't work very good. Does it?
No, just honestly.
And then you get mad.
It's been 4 years and I really am. We were talking the other day, like not that we don't have things, but we've come a long way and it's like, it's nice. I have to process stuff. Like he wants to fix it right then. He wants to be like, bro, 5 minutes. We need to get over this. We're
same.
Fine.
And that's that's a guy thing.
I'm like, don't touch me for 24 hours.
That's a guy thing. Cause Ashton needs to process stuff too. And I'm like, let's move on. Like why hold on to it? Like, this is wasting both of our times.
I mean,
we could be making sweet mind love because we're both virgins. Mind love right now, but you're mad about something.
I mean, I get that.
I didn't mean to fart in your face. I thought it'd be funny. You, on the other hand, didn't think it was funny, but it's over now. The smell has gone away. Let's get over it.
I mean, I get that, but like, when the more Justin pushes me, the madder I get. So, yeah. So, we had something not last night, but the night before. And I literally needed to process yesterday. And it's like, he thought I was mad, but I was really just like processing it. And then when he got home from work, I'm like, okay. So, I've been thinking. And like, I even took notes in my phone. About,
say that again. Say, now I've been thinking. Say that.
I've been thinking.
And he's like, oh, God.
I thought I smelled smoke. No. And he was like, okay. And honestly, it was probably one of the healthiest, like, reconciliations we've had over an issue because I feel like he's finally understanding, like, I'm not filing for divorce, dude. I just need to process this a minute here. And then when I process it, I'm calmer. But when he's like, burr, burr, like,
burr, burr, burr,
then I'm like, back at him. And then it's just so bad. So,
yeah. So let me get clear. My example, Ashton does not mind me farting in her face. She's actually into it. She's into it. So I don't want people
She's
to come
it.
At me and be like, oh, you shouldn't do that. She likes it. Sometimes she asks for it. So
that would explain the golden shower.
Super,
she asked for.
Super gassy because of all those fart cards your daughter gets you to.
No.
Vegan's gassy.
Speaking of farts, Ashton. I'm going to give a shout out to Jeffy, who helped me carry the stuff up the stairs yesterday. He ripped a good one, gave him a little extra strength.
Who?
And we got up the stairs.
That was you.
No, that was
Jeff.
It's her brother-in-law.
Oh, your brother-in-law. I like him.
Yeah, he helped carry stuff up and he ripped one. I go, that was a good one, bro.
Wait, do you guys, I'm going to ask, I'm going to get personal with all of you.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Marcy loves personal. Do you guys fart in front of each other, go to the bathroom in front of each other?
What? I fart in front of everybody.
Like, bathroom door open style?
Just like, I'm going to poop.
No, no.
I don't.
No, we don't. When it's number two, no.
Okay.
But that's out of courtesy for the smell.
I always go to the bathroom with the door shut.
Yeah,
Justin says I'm a ninja because he never, like, we've been together this long. He's like, I never know when you have to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, really? Stay that way. Yeah.
Well, Ashton will ninja away and I'm like, where is she? And then I walk in in our bathroom and the fan's on and the lights on. She's in the bathroom.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
Like, you deucing it in there, girl. You deucing it.
Oh, wow.
He asked me.
Oh my gosh. No, I would die. I'm so private about
really?
That stuff.
Yeah. I don't fart in front of you, only in my sleep at all.
Whoa. Justin's
a sleep farter.
Like, I've never heard, like, where does it go? I'm like, stop talking about this with me.
Really, Dana?
No, yeah, I'm very private about it.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, super
private. Oh, we're open tutors here.
No, and I
tutors,
can't belch.
Tutors, poopers, everything.
I literally cannot. Like, I've tried it. Like, people can say, I cannot.
Let's all three of us then burp at the same time.
I literally can't do it.
Physically, make yourself. Here we go.
I can't do it.
Mercy, how do you even do that? I can't do it. I think Justin thought I was faking for a long time, but the longer we've been together, he's like, you a real player over here. I cannot even get you to do this stuff.
That's so, I would have guessed that you were like all, because you've got boys.
Yeah,
got
and they're all disgusting. Too. They all are gross and I don't want to be gross. Yeah, I resist it.
Good for you.
So great talk there. hey, you want to give your sexual life a boost over there, ladies?
Sure.
I'm talking to Marcy and Dana.
Mine's good.
You may want to hit the gym. New research finds that exercise is strongly linked with better sexual satisfaction as long, Marcy, this is for you, as you don't overdo it. A new study out of Italy finds women over 40, Marcy, once again, can make sex much more enjoyable and increase their chances of, you know, by exercising enough, but not too much. So what's the sweet spot? Researchers say...
They've been looking for that for years, that sweet spot.
They've been saying that given women were given ultrasounds to measure blood flow, and the steady results show that women who exercise around 4 hours a week, not a day, Marcy, not a day, are most likely to be sexually satisfied and end the night well.
That's for men too, by the way.
Those 4 hours break down to working out roughly 35 to 50 minutes a day, and that amount of time is strongly linked to better lovemaking in both performance and satisfaction.
That's for men, too.
Yep.
And I will say, I'm going to be 40 this summer, and I don't judge this body. I ain't got no thyroid, and I like Doritos, but I do work out at least 5 days a week. And I will tell you, I have noticed my friends that are my age... the ones who do work out, I think it's confidence too. They tend to feel more like sexy times fun and their game
for
and
sure.
all that stuff. And then the ones who don't are like, meh, it's okay. So
really,
I totally second that because like if I'm feeling more in shape, I'm more apt to want to take my clothes off.
Yeah, exactly.
Or be touched. You know, but if I'm not, like, if I'm like, oh, I got a few extra pounds, like, I'm not feeling sexy at all. Like, I'm not interested.
Yeah, so there's totally something to it. I was in the, Justin, we were both getting ready this morning, and I had just kind of woke up, and I was about to brush my teeth, and I was standing there, and I've been doing this new workout and running and stuff, and he literally just out of the blue was like, dang, babe, you're looking good. Like, I can tell, like, you look strong or whatever. And literally, like, I swear, my eyes turned into the shape of hearts. I was like,
oh, it's the best compliment.
Is that why you were late?
It's coming from your man.
You do. No, I actually, but you know what it did? I didn't have time this afternoon. I'm busy the rest of the day. And I was like, okay, I got to go run. So I got my run in this morning.
No, I'm talking
good
about as soon as he said that. Did you?
Oh.
Naughty time?
No, we didn't have time. We're grown ups. We got to, like, work.
That's
and,
true.
We had a pup. We had a puppy that had to go potty.
You have a puppy?
Oh my gosh. The love of my life.
You've seen that puppy, haven't you? Do you not follow her on social?
Wow,
I do,
Marcy.
But I just don't get on social. I don't get on social very much.
Oh, Marcy.
And I don't have an Instagram account anymore.
Why?
For now. They got shut down the day we got laid off.
No, but why don't you have one?
Because that was my account.
That was her account.
Marcy, it takes 5 seconds. I'm going to create you one.
Oh, I know. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to have to start all over again.
So she had over 5 million followers.
You're too overwhelmed.
I'm going to start the page all over again and repost most of what I had for the last 3 years.
Oh, so yeah, that's just been too overwhelming.
Putting it off. So and I don't love Facebook.
So here's some hacks.
Young.
Hacks to get fit, even if you're lazy, for everybody who may be lazy. Turn those phone calls into walks. So don't just sit and talk on the phone, walk while you're talking. Stretch while watching TV. Leave your fitness equipment in plain sight so it will shame you if you don't use it. Start habit stacking. This refers to grouping small but meaningful changes into your existing routine. And the key is to think of a cluster of a task as one task. And finally, put all your water on the table. Being dehydrated slows down your metabolism and make sure you're drinking enough each day. So there you go.
Okay.
It's helping you out. Like just helping
fitness,
you out.
Fitness Brock over here.
It's helping you out.
So, is Ashton still in the room?
She is. She's just not
She's
talking.
She's playing Candy Crush. She's so bored with this podcast. Oh, no,
I
just want to make
sure. Well, I want to talk more wedding stuff.
Well, I have one right here. What would you do, Ashton, if this you saw me doing this? A bride and groom share a lot of special moments. So this bride's in trouble because he was looking at his phone while his wife was walking down the aisle. His soon-to-be wife.
Turn around and walk the other way.
Are you kidding me?
Important moment of your life. The clip shows her husband at first lighting up before pulling out his phone to check it.
Was he a realtor?
4 years ago today, I walked down the aisle to marry the love of my life, she says. It was one of the most important and emotional moments of our life, and my husband did the most romantic thing. He checked his phone. The clip has gone viral, and yeah. So, what if he got an important message? I mean...
You might just turn your phone off so you don't do it out of habit.
I won't have my phone on me.
All right, deal.
Yeah, because it will mess up the pictures.
Oh, okay.
If you have a bulge sticking out of your pocket.
But let him just assume you're really excited.
With a square bulge? This guy is deformed. That's what he is. You know? All right, let's play a quick game and then we'll talk more.
Wedding talk.
All right, this is called Generation X, Y, and Z. All right? You know the answer? Just speak it out. First question. Name three main countries America fought against in World War II. This is Generation Y question.
Oh, good Lord.
Anybody know?
Japan.
Okay.
Mexico.
Germany.
Mexico? Okay. Yeah.
Germany, Japan.
And what?
France?
Nope.
Country? Germany, Japan.
And...
Don't tell me. Hold on. Germany, Japan. Don't tell me.
I didn't know this third one. Italy.
Oh. I did know that.
All right, here we go.
So close.
What does the expression no cap mean?
Oh, I just learned this the other day.
What?
No lying.
Yep. It means for real.
Literally, someone said, I mean, if you saying that and you doing no cap, I'm like, okay, first of all, I don't even know what that means. I'm 40.
Whoa. I've never heard of that.
Name the four members of the Beatles.
Anybody? Paul, Ringo, John, and...
Jorge.
Paul.
George.
George.
A good one. Who sings the current hit song? This is for Ashton. Driver's License.
Oh. Nicki. I don't know. No, not Nicki Minaj. Cardi B.
Olivia Rodrigo. Come on.
Oh, she just graduated from high school.
Who is the only Muppet to star on The Muppet Show and Muppet movies to have also had a big role on Sesame Street?
Kermit.
That is correct. Kermit the Frog. What country is the group BTS from? BTS.
That's going to make a joke.
England.
China.
South Korea, you nincompoops.
Oh.
And finally, how old is Taylor Swift? Each of you get an answer.
28.
Okay. Marcy?
30.
Ashton, you should know.
31.
That is correct. Yeah.
She's 31.
Nice. 31.
I'm 31. I mean, I'm not, but I feel like I'm 31. Like literally, I was telling the kid something. I'm like, you know, like 30 years ago in the 70s, and literally Benjamin looked at me and he's like the least good at math out of all of my boys. And he was like, Mom, 70s wasn't 30 years ago. And I literally went, what?
I know. What? Speaking of the 70s and 80s, most people, let me find this article. Most people agree that 70s and 80s music were the best times for music. Yeah.
I read that.
Americans think the 70s and 80s were the best generation for music. So why do you disagree? It wasn't
well,
the 90s. It definitely wasn't the 90s.
I'm partial to the 90s. Those were more of my formative years.
That's why. So,
50s and 60s.
So people think of their growing up years from like their high school years, 13 to like 19 or 20. That generation of music that you lived through right there, to you, is going to always be the most important music.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
50s and 60s.
Okay.
Though I would say 80s. If I wasn't saying 90s, I would say 80s.
So 70s got us more of the rock, kind of established the rock
disco
music.
It 80s also brought hair bands. Or no, that was 80s.
No, 80s music gave us a bunch of stuff, but it gave us a base for what we have today. Just like the 50s and 60s gave us a rock base for what we had in the 70s and moving forward, the 80s, I think, gave us the electronic type sound that is used a lot today for the music that's created. It's just my opinion. So there you go. I love 80s music, though. 90s music, some it's good, some it's not, but it's all nostalgia. Because I'll hear a song and I'll remember, man, I used to hear this when I was in the gym my freshman year of high school. Or on the way to school every morning. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
We want more wedding stuff.
Then talk wedding.
Okay.
Ask her question.
Wait, I sent an article. Did you guys see it? I just watched that TikTok yesterday.
Oh, I thought that was the thing we already talked about.
No. This is a different one. She shared a letter to her bridesmaids. Pretty much was like, here's the commitment. If you live more than an hour away, I don't expect you to come to every
single
thing.
Oh, we talked about that last week.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad one. It was good.
No, well, I mean, it wasn't a bad one. She was like, we're still friends. But at the same time...
Well, she didn't want a bridesmaid and she that couldn't commit. But she didn't want to put that pressure on bridesmaids to commit.
I mean, I get it. But like, why is there so much pressure? Like, Lord.
That's why we didn't ask anybody to be in our wedding.
I have too many best friends. That's why I didn't ask anybody.
Yeah.
I would have had 50,000.
Oh, you didn't either, huh?
No, it was just me and Justin and the boys. I couldn't. I have too many friends. Somebody would get their feelings hurt.
I didn't ask it.
Must be nice to have so many effing friends there, Dana. I have a friend. Two of them.
I invited you guys over.
Marcy and Ashton.
To swim, but apparently you're having a wedding.
Oh. So.
We'll be there. We need friends.
Well,
we'll be there.
I never knew until I was watching some reality show after I got married, like, that it started with a big, like, box envelope type thing to
way
ask
too
someone
much
to be your bridesmaid.
Way too much.
Did you guys read that?
Yeah, some.
No, same.
Penis. Oh, same penis forever.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Funny.
That's the card.
Is that the card you gave Ashton?
That's Ashton.
That's hilarious.
I got that. Nikki
I like
Spurlock.
Your nails too.
Thank you. Nikki Spurlock has a store downtown and she's got the funnest. Literally go get all your cards. They are hilarious.
What's it called?
Ollie and Meg.
Well, guess what?
Okay.
Ashton won't have the same one forever because you know, like that movie Face Off.
Wow.
That movie Face Off.
Yeah.
I'm getting a penis off. I'm gonna change it every 10 years.
Okay.
Surgery and everything.
Okay.
Oh.
What you wanting to do to it? What's your first amp up?
Size, color.
Oh my word.
You know, all the above.
Go get rid of that. We'll go get rid of them sores first.
Oh. Ashton, how'd she know about those sores?
So gross.
All right, she's opening up her first gift. What is it?
Yay.
She don't know. She'd be taking. I love that she's opening. I hate when people don't open.
She doesn't rip the paper.
I don't want to open presents in front of people, but I fully expect everyone to open their present from me in front of me.
Oh, I don't mind.
It's kind of like when I show you a funny video, I'm going to watch your face the whole time to see if you think it's as funny as I do. And if you don't, you're unfriended.
And even if you don't like it, you got to pretend.
This girl needs some scissors over here.
She just doesn't know how to open gifts.
Wow. She's so delicate.
Use those nails, baby.
Right now.
Oh. She's so delicate.
So she's opening up this gift.
Present this one.
15 layers deep.
I know. That's what she said.
Is this anything or is that just...
Sorry. I'm like, did they throw in something?
Oh, I love these.
Aren't they cute?
These but what is registry. It?
No, they weren't.
Yes.
Are you registered there?
No.
What is it?
Salad tongs.
I bought you those for a wedding gift.
Oh, yeah, you can use those as salad tongs.
Gonna have to take them back.
Those from Cupid's, though. They're not salad tongs. I'm just kidding.
I had bought you those for our gift.
Pretty. You're getting me a gift?
I got you salad tongs, but I gotta take them back now.
Look how beautiful this bowl is.
It's got the bumps in it. In it.
So beautiful.
Like my butt.
It is really pretty.
You can't even see it.
I know.
Here. Dana, move your phone so she can see.
Sorry. Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry. My kid is... Why are my kids...
Tell your kids to get life.
I know.
It's like a... Ooh, that's... Oh, that's so cool.
And tongs.
Nice. Yeah, you did have tongs on your registry.
This is what old people do now. I'm like, I hope you like it. I mean, it wasn't on your registry. It's very solid.
I like that bowl.
I was thinking you could make salads and like you could use the salad. Like, this is literally what I do. It's my toxic trait. Insecurity and over-talking.
So while she's opening the next gift, when we're talking about salads, this dietitian mom's tips for feeding picky eaters on a budget. Serve micro portions, so very small portions, so they at least get a little bit of good food in their belly. Learn how to cook a few basics and don't always splurge on organic foods. Doesn't have to be organic. Just because it says organic doesn't really mean a whole lot of anything. So there you go. Cooking healthy on a budget. Next gift. Another hour from here. The most and least patriotic states. Our house is all patriotic. We got an American flag on the front of the house. At night, I have lights.
It's on fire, Brock. I don't think that's...
I have lights shining up red, white, and blue in my front yard on the trees. So the most patriotic states, Arkansas is not in here, but Montana is number one. Least patriotic states, are you kidding me? Number eight on the list, Arkansas.
Oh,
we got to be more patriotic.
Wait, define patriotic. Like, I'm not even being funny.
It means 13 key indicators in areas of military and civic engagement factors. Include things like share of adults who voted in the last presidential election, share of enlisted military population, AmeriCorps volunteers per capita, and more based on those. So, yeah, I would say that Arkansas is more patriotic than this list says. We care about our country.
Well, you know, we have to remember that we're just a tiny bit.
Right. But we're number eight, which probably means we're number 48 on the list.
You would still think, though, Arkansas would be a little more patriotic in general.
Yeah, but the criteria kind of negates that. We don't have military bases, really, or anything. All right, what is it?
I like it. Okay, let me turn.
I love it.
Let me turn.
Is it a flashlight?
No. Serving platter.
Oh,
that goes with the bowl.
It matches the bowl.
I got you that already, so.
Pretty. I love that design, Dana.
Oh,
good job.
This is so cute. Says good wine.
All right. Get in the mic there.
Good wine, good food, good friends.
Okay.
So beautiful. And a serving spoon for my serving platter.
That's cool.
Your salad tart?
Look at that.
We're going to have people over so I can serve them.
No, thanks. So here's a good question. I'm going to put this on our social. What is the most iconic moment you wish you had experienced live? What do you think? Most iconic moment you wish.
What is an iconic moment? I'm not even
okay. So the number one most iconic moment that people wish, 32%, to see Whitney Houston sing the national anthem at Super Bowl 25 live. They wanted to see that.
Oh.
Other things include Elton John's performance of Candle in the Wind at Princess Diana's funeral. Let's see, the Beatles. Rooftop concert in London, the Rolling Stones performing in Hyde Park, Prince's rainy halftime show.
Kind of iconic. Like, we're talking music only.
Spice Girls reuniting at the 2012 Summer Olympics. Yeah, this has to do with music. Lady Gaga's halftime show at the Super Bowl. James Brown performance at the Apollo. Shakira and J-Lo Super Bowl halftime show. No. Who cares?
Billie Holiday singing Strange Fruit when she wasn't supposed to.
Oh.
That's what I would want to see.
That's a big one.
One.
Dude,
Marilyn
you guys
Monroe
that
singing Happy Birthday to the President.
Oh,
Marcy. That's
Ashton, what do you think? What's a good iconic moment for you? Get in that microphone.
The day I met you.
No, no, no. This has to do with that's bull. With music.
But hey, I know what hers would be. It would be sing Brock sing on American Idol, his American Idol audition.
That's the moment?
I need video of this, by the way.
It doesn't exist.
Does.
I mean, call Fox. They might have
it. I'll email them. I'll email Ryan Seacrest.
I'm sticking with mine.
But this has to do with music.
But it's a wedding themed podcast today. And I'm
wedding she you on She already Sunday. Owning your arse. I love it.
You know what? You know what I feel about that? I want to talk about Britney Spears now.
Marcy, I have to say, I thought I almost text you because I have not been watching the news on purpose. And then I was on Instagram and something popped up that Justin Timberlake had tweeted. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, yes. what? So, of course, I go to his tweet. Then I'm like, where can I listen to this at? And then I found just like the transcript or whatever. So I literally read it last night. I almost text you because and you know what? I don't know if you guys have actually listened or just read it, but for those of you who have not listened to it, I read it in like her probably 17-year-old interview voice, just like really sweet.
Here, you want
to
hear it?
Yeah.
And then I heard it and she sounds mad and tough and bad to the
bone. I have two clips. Check this out.
I want a petition basically to end the conservatorship, but I want it to end, but I don't want to be evaluated and be sat in a room with people 4 hours a day like they did me before. And they made it even worse for me after that happened. Basically, this conservatorship is doing me way more harm than good. I deserve to have a life. I've worked my whole life. I deserve to have a 2 to 3 year break and just, you know, do what I want to do.
100%.
The thing that broke my heart, I guess, and this is what Justin was saying, because I'm like defending her and I'm like, Justin, she's working. They're taking all of her money, blah, blah. And he's like, but you've shown me her Instagram and it's so weird. And she looks crazy. And so then
seems
I can't reconcile it because she doesn't sound crazy. Like the thing she's saying, it's true. I'm like, maybe she was doing that to get everyone's attention. Maybe she's like,
I don't know.
But what that little clip of her, just that little bit, sounded more sane than anything I've heard her put on Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, what if her Instagram really has been a cry for help?
So that's good. But she does make mention in her statement about how they changed her drugs. And everybody's always suspected that. They've got her on whatever drugs. So that could be part of why she sounds like she does.
Why would she sound clear then, but then her Instagram be crazy?
Yeah, you
know
I
don't know.
I didn't buy any conspiracy theory about her Instagram, but now I'm like, plus I'm also like, look at how we all handled COVID. Like, I went a little bit crazy too. And like, she's locked in her house all the time.
It's really sad to hear all this from her.
Then I read an article where it's like, Britney Spears' mom is now concerned about, and I'm like, now concerned? Like, has she not been able to talk to her mom and tell her?
Yeah.
So now concerned.
Did you see all the celebrities coming out in support of her?
Yeah.
So Justin Timberlake says no one should ever be held against their will or ever have to ask permission to access everything they've worked so hard for. Mariah Carey says, we love you, Britney. Stay strong. Halsey said, bless Britney, and I hope with my whole heart she is awarded freedom from this abusive system. She deserves it more than anything. I admire her courage speaking up for herself today. Brandy says, hashtag free Britney. Let's see. Yeah, just a bunch of Khloe Kardashian says, no one should be treated like this. Stay strong, queen. You deserve better. Whole bunch of emojis. Hashtag free Britney.
Perez Hilton did a thing because he's getting so much crap for how he
treated her back in the day.
Which, I mean, it's hypocritical now to harass him. It's like,
right,
he apologized. But I think the paparazzi was totally, things were different. They were different in
Early
2000s. It really was.
Not saying that's right.
No, it's so wrong. But it's like, I tell the kids this, you can't do better till you know better. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, I'll be honest. Like, when I saw she shaved her head, I'm like, and I thought about that in one of her statements. She was like, I felt like I couldn't tell people this because, like, I'm Britney Spears. I have everything I want. And I thought, you know, when she shaved her head, I kind of thought that, like, dang, yeah. She must be on drugs.
Well,
she
yeah.
Must have whatever.
She's mad.
Then, yeah. She needed it back then, for sure,
so,
I think.
Ashton, what do you think about this situation? And then we have to say goodbye to Ashton because she has a work call.
I feel the same. I feel really bad for her that she's worked her whole life and she doesn't have access to anything.
Yeah. Well, guess what? This marriage to me ends your conservatorship. So you are now mine. So, any last questions for Ashton before she leaves?
Ashton, well, so many, excited? But I hold them.
I
Ashton.
I'm happy for you. You deserve happiness.
Thanks.
Well, and she's honestly, not going to get it.
You know what?
Not with this guy.
Whatever.
The hammer drops Sunday night at 6:10.
He's the nicest.
Brock is a pretty good dude. And, like, I mean...
Pretty good?
I'll give Brock a 10 out of 10. And so... The fact that he's getting a 12 out of 10 over here, 15 Aww. Out of 10. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, you are so good for him. You guys have such a harmony the way you balance each other out. And I know it's you're going to have moments, not going to be perfect, but you, like, imperfectly, perfectly fit together. So
oh,
I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
Let's give it up for Ashton, everybody.
You can play some, like, claps, you know.
Yeah.
There we go.
I was
Love
trying to get the music ready.
We'll talk soon, Ash Holt.
Okay, sounds good.
See, this is her walkout music. Yes. Walk out now.
Okay.
You gonna practice your walkout?
Yeah, this is her walkout song. Don't look back. Please don't. Oh, she's gonna hurt herself.
She did almost talk. You gonna go down the aisle with a boot on. Well, you better be careful.
All right,
girl.
Back to celebrity gossip here. What do we got?
Okay, so another appalling thing that I saw in her statement, her mention about having the birth control forced on her.
Oh, what?
And
she's a baby maker.
What's it called? The thing that goes inside you. I forget what the name
IUD?
Of it is, but she said something yes. like that. They won't let her go to the doctor to get it removed.
Yeah, they won't let
so
her
that
have
she
a baby.
Can have more kids.
She wants more kids?
Like that's... That I mean, I don't know that she necessarily wants them, but probably with her boyfriend, Sam, yeah. it's something they're considering because he's so much younger.
Well, but
he might want kids.
She's what, 38, 39 now?
Excuse me, she's going to be 40 this December.
Year. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Don't she? That
Which
puts
is
a
fine.
Lot of pressure on me. She looked good.
It's not, yeah, like she's 40 is not too old to have a baby by any means. It's not.
Okay.
I
tell
mean, if
Justin
she wants
that.
To do it. Go tell Janet Jackson that, 52 and having yeah. a baby or whatever.
Well, okay. But her baby was in vitro. She didn't just get pregnant.
But you can.
So she probably negated all the risks that could come along with getting pregnant at that age as a woman.
Well, it happens, though.
But did you know you can, for like $15,000 these days, you can have a baby that you can guarantee the sex... Male or female, and you can make sure it doesn't have any disabilities.
Make sure? What do you mean, make sure?
It's through their DNA
genetic
testing or something,
I mean,
genetic.
You can't make sure it doesn't. You can find out if it does in terms.
And there's something weird about playing
yes.
God a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like, that's too, I ain't
it's
doing
a little
that.
Bit. Anyways, either way, though, like, this guy that she's with is
wait,
young.
Wait.
They may want to have
Let's go back to that. So, my brother and sister-in-law, they're talking about it. But my brother doesn't want to pay $15,000, but my sister-in-law doesn't want to have another kid and have to go through, because their daughter that they have together is deaf. And going through all that is very draining and hard. While they, you know, they have a great experience because their daughter had the cochlear implant, she can hear. It's still, she wants to guarantee that that won't happen again.
Yeah.
And she wants a son. She has two daughters. So
yeah,
if you can
I mean,
guarantee it, then why not?
I think when it comes to the like the health of the child, for sure, I get that. And even if you want to choose your gender, but some people do have to stop and kind of question, like, you know, this God is who determines these things otherwise. So is it weird? Is it okay for me to do it?
Yeah.
Like, some people, I think, just have to ask themselves that before they move forward. But
I get
it. You know, at the end of the day, you're just trying to have a healthy baby.
Right.
So it's not like you're doing something awful.
Yep. Okay.
Anyways, yeah, I saw that and that was insane. I do think, like, I feel like she's going to get the conservatorship lifted in some way. And I guess the father's lawyers put their foot in their mouth by saying she can be released at any time.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know that I would just set her free. I feel like maybe she needs a little guidance or something after having been in this position for so long. Like, kind of ease her out.
Okay, onto but think
her
about people who go into prison. Think about people who,
but
you know,
well,
they don't all get in. There's waiting lists for that stuff. I mean, it's right. I'm just saying, like, think about somebody who made a bad choice at 18. Let's say you got, I mean, some people are in for marijuana charges that are, they're in prison longer than murderers. You know what I mean? So let's say that you're 18, you make a bad choice, can't afford a great attorney, fall victim to the system. You in there for 15 years. You come out. You don't know social media. You got a felon. You can't get a job, like, or easily. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, you're going to go into a program that's going to kind of acclimate you back to the world. You can't get one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you try to get some counseling, you try to whatever. So I don't know. Like, I kind of think ease her back into it. But then again, I think, I mean, she's depressed. Like, give her
maybe
freedom back.
Well, do that, but put restrictions. Like, she has to go to counseling once or twice a week until her.
She's already doing that. I feel like it's all a sham. No, release her from all of it. She's a grown up. Let her, like, release her. And then, I mean, to me, it's insane that you can have that much control over somebody, anyways. 13 years.
So the conservatorship is two different parts. There's the conservatorship over her estate and then over her person.
Right.
And so I don't know if maybe, like, they ease up on the person part, but kind of keep a little bit more control of her estate until they know she's stable.
Yeah.
You know, for lack of a better way of putting it. Instead of just like, okay, you're free to go.
I disagree. But I'm like, take it all. Free will, baby. Jesus gave us that. Free will. If she's going to blow it, let her blow it. If she's going
to. I think she, like, if she's on those, if she is on drugs, like, she needs to get off of those and get reacclimated to living a life without drugs.
Okay.
And how does that feel and look? Like, so unfortunately, people coming out of jail don't all have those resources, but she's got plenty of money. I think she needs people that aren't taking advantage of her, and maybe she just needs a lot more say in what's happening to her.
I agree.
But I do feel like after all this, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't see how it couldn't at this point. Yeah.
But I
worked out to Brittany all morning to show my support.
Dude, what'd you think about her saying that she didn't want to do those shows that she was doing? That made me sad.
Like, all those fans, you mean in the documentary?
Well, it was like her statement was like, I didn't want to do the Vegas show. I didn't want to be at rehearsals. Like, it broke my heart. And then somebody on Twitter posted a video where she's literally telling them, oh, it's hot up here. I've got 102 fever. And she was doing a show.
The show must go on.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping this is like my dream, is that when she gets off of whatever drug she's on and gets away from all of this lifestyle, the old Britney is going to be back. Like, maybe she really can dance like 2001, but her, all the stuff that's going on in her body and everything is like stopping her from being able to, because I would love to see the old Britney. And
I wondered, I can't dance, so I'm like watching her Instagram. I'm like, is that good or is like,
yeah, it's not good? Not Britney good.
It's not good.
It just, see, I know, but I can't. I'm like, I can't even do that, so I shouldn't judge. But I do think I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't know. I'm sad, but I'm happy. So much progress is.
She need to get on them TikTok tutorials.
Her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Anyways. Final thoughts, bro?
No, I'm over Britney now.
Don't say that.
No, like, what's next on your story list?
Oh, that's all I wanted to talk about.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Well, how about, are we still talking about J-Lo and Ben Affleck? It's grossing me out.
We're not.
Sure.
It's grossing me out.
I heard she left his house crying.
I don't care. You already had your, like, go get married or something. I don't care.
All right, what else happened this week? We found out that Chris Harrison actually only got a $5 million settlement.
Yeah, what was that?
I think he went in asking for 25, and that's where we got that number.
And they gave him 5?
Something like that. Nah, still $5 million for nothing. I mean, it doesn't have to work for them anymore. But
have you guys heard about the new show coming up on Netflix that I'm going to be watching?
No, what is
it? What is it?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's, I'm going to read this part to you. It's called Sexy Beast. It's a new dating show where real life singles sport elaborate makeup and prosthetics to put true blind date chemistry to the test. It's like The Bachelor meets The Masked Singer. It's like a love contest for furries. It's like Netflix.
Oh, you want
reality dating shows? Well, here you go. And listen, I'm going to send you this because you actually have to see, like, they're not just in mask. It's legit. They look like giant grasshoppers or aliens. I'm going to send it to you right now. I'm totally watching it, though.
I'm going to keep going with headlines, and then we'll come back to that.
That's a headline, Marcy.
It's gross.
You know it is. It is.
You know what I've been watching? I've been watching Loki.
Oh, me too.
Such a good show. Loki, so good.
Is it?
Yeah,
I'm
so good.
I'm so confused.
So three of Angelina and Brad Pitt's kids are going to testify against him in court.
I thought they couldn't.
Come on.
I thought they were told they couldn't, and it was already over, and he got joint custody.
I don't know. That's the latest. Will Smith going to be releasing his first memoir in November. That should be good. That'll be interesting. He's going to talk about like doing the show, his rap career, all of that. Have you guys seen Nick Cannon getting dragged for what he's naming his kids?
What's he naming them?
It's pretty hilarious. Okay. So, and first of all, I did not realize he has so many kids. All right. So he just welcomed his second set of twins. With a girl named Abby, and their names are Zion Mixolydian, and Zillion is the first name.
What?
The middle name is Air, like H-E-I-R. So Air? Zillionaire, Zillion. Yes,
Air, yeah.
Is the kid's name. So Zion and Zillion. And then, of course, he's got his other set of twins with Mariah, Moroccan, and Monroe, which I love those names, by the way. And they go by short, they call him Rock and Row, and it's so adorable. And then he's got another son named Golden, and then a 6-month-old daughter named Powerful Queen. So,
wow,
yeah, he's getting heck for that. And I think he just announced that he's expecting another baby with a different girl.
Oh, geez,
that's a lot of kids. Nick Cannon, I didn't know he was such a stud. All right, what else are we talking about? Carrie Fisher got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh, okay. So you guys have all seen the HBO Max Friends reunion.
Correct. No.
And remember we were talking... You haven't?
Nope.
What's wrong with you?
Don't want to.
Why? It's not them coming back to the show. It's just a reunion.
They're talking about the show.
It's not going to ruin anything.
What did you think it was?
I mean, I didn't really watch Friends.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Weirdo.
Okay, right. So remember... how we talked about not recognizing what's his name, Gunther?
Yeah, this is so sad.
So sad. So he revealed, Dana, Gunther was just like kind of a side character, but he was all throughout the show.
But he worked in the coffee shop.
In the coffee shop. And he did a virtual appearance to say hi during the reunion. Nobody recognized him at all. Like he just looked, which is, you know, he's aged like everyone. So he just aged. Well, we find out that he's actually fighting stage 4 prostate cancer.
Oh, that's super
sad. And he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Wow.
And things progressed during the pandemic. So it sounds like he said, that's I think it's going to get me.
It's going to get me.
Really sad. Now I feel bad for being like, I don't recognize you. A-Rod's still hanging out with his ex-wife. What else?
Oh, Newsday.
I think that's all.
Well, you know who's taking over? Brittany, and then do you follow Real Housewives at all? Yes. Oh, Erica geez. Jane? Yeah, we talked about this a little last week because Brooke doesn't know who I'm talking about.
Crazy.
But Erica Jane and Tom, her soon-to-be ex-husband, are making like normal headlines now because of all this drama. And there is a docuseries out right now explaining. And after that, her lawyers dropped her because she looks like she's guilty in all of this.
Do you realize that he's the lawyer from Aaron Brockovich? Have you told him that, Marcy?
What's his name?
I don't think
What's his name?
Tom Girardi.
He's, you know, the Aaron Brockovich movie.
Yeah.
He's the lawyer.
Aaron Eckhart's in that movie. I saw him having lunch in LA one time.
Oh,
Aaron Eckhart. He played the love interest of Julia Roberts in that movie.
Oh yeah. Okay. That makes me want to watch that movie. Yeah. I don't think Justin's ever seen it.
Yeah. Probably won't like it.
And that's about it. Kardashians reunion wrapped up too.
Oh, I watched that too.
What'd you think?
Dude. I mean, honestly, I'm like, I want to put them down. I want to make fun of them or whatever. But like, if you really hear them talk, you're like, dang, they got good counselors or they're reading some good self-help book. Like,
yeah,
because they really do seem to have, like, they kind of take themselves with a grain of salt, I feel like, too. Like, they get it. So I like them. Chloe's face continues to baffle me and change.
Morph.
Yeah. But it makes me sad for her. I'm like, I don't know. It makes me sad for her. And then I read like she got cheated on again. I'm like, what? It just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how much money you make, how gorgeous you are. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing's perfect.
Right.
Nobody's perfect. So.
Oh, and Kim failed the baby bar again.
Again, oh, the second time?
Yeah.
She distracting herself by studying in a bikini. She even checking herself out.
She's dealing with some personal stuff, so we'll chalk it up to that.
So, either of you buy anything on Amazon Prime Day?
I did.
Mm-hmm. I saw a meme this morning. It was like, my wife thinks every day is a Prime Day when you're married to my wife or something. So I did. I think I ordered a couple of things, but they were stuff I was going to, like, I got on there and was like, oh, it's Prime Day. Like,
yeah. The extra savings.
I kind of don't buy into all that.
There wasn't a ton of big, great deals. I purchased 4 Starlights. Have you seen those? Starlights?
No, but I just hear Starlight, Starbright.
So there are these things you put in your kid's room. I'll show you, Dana, when we get done with this. And it shines and it looks like the solar system on their ceiling.
Oh, I love that.
Super awesome. Mm. I bought some of those. I bought some more sheets for the Airbnb.
Oh, that's what I bought. I bought sheets.
I didn't buy anything super, super cool.
Yeah.
This year.
There wasn't much. No. Like anything interesting.
Nothing that I
needed. Well, I did order a Switch the other day. Amazon
Nintendo?
A Nintendo Switch.
Oh.
But I had to order it on, I ordered it on Target. Walmart was out of them. Amazon was out of them. I'm like, what's
going on? They've been out of them.
There's nothing. I'm like, inventory is still so low.
Right.
Like I ordered these cabinets from IKEA and I called them and they're like, they're floating on the ocean. We don't have enough port help. I'm like,
Ashton and I have been looking at cars and I had found one that we liked. So I emailed because I hate calling. Ugh. I emailed to make sure it was still in stock. I got one guy to email me back and then I had follow up questions. Never responded. This was last Thursday. Friday, emailed again. Saturday, emailed. Monday, emailed. And then that day, I called.
Wow.
The guy answered. He goes, let me put you through to. I go, hold on.
I wouldn't even want it at that point.
Do you have this car in stock? He goes, I've been emailing. I've told him the same thing I just told you. He goes, let me check. What's your email? I said, Brock. He said, oh, here it is. He goes, why'd you quit radio? This is out of Tulsa. This guy works at Tulsa. He goes, why'd you quit radio? I go, what are you talking about? He goes, Brock and Marcy. I listened every morning.
What?
Go, what? He must live in Siloam.
That's funny.
I go, really? He goes, yeah. Listened every morning. And now I'm back listening to KLRC. Because I
hate the new station. You're sending them back to Jesus. You're doing the Lord's work, Brock.
Right. I hate the new station. So he's like, you know what? We do have that in stock and we have this one too, but this one's spoken for. But if you want that one, I'll make it work for you.
Is it a Jeep?
No, no. I'll get it to where we could steal it away from this other family that wants it.
Wow.
I go, we don't have to do that. He's like, I'll do it for you, man. I go, no, that's okay.
You need to keep listening to KLRC. Get your heart right.
I go, I want somebody to respond to me. That's what I want. I want some information to decide if I could get this vehicle in the first place.
You
so,
said that.
Yeah. He goes, oh, we totally dropped the ball. Let me get this with another guy. So I emailed him, and then the other guy emailed me. I've emailed him back. Nothing for the past 3 days. I've heard nothing.
Wow. Wow.
Move on.
Huh?
Hey.
It's in Tulsa.
Speaking of Jeeps, I got to go get in mine and leave.
It. You got to leave right now?
I got to leave. But I want you guys to smile. Ashton. I'm going to make a post of us.
Ashton's not getting her Jeep?
No, we're not getting a Jeep.
Marcy, you ready? Smile.
What are you getting?
We're not sure. We're looking at a bunch of different options.
I just keep taking them. Waiting on them, Marcy.
What was that one?
Oh, don't worry about
it.
One more. Are you ready? Marcy, are you ready?
It's a secret.
Are we ready?
What did your son tell you about a Jeep, Ash? And she's back in the room.
I'm done.
What did your son come to you and... Here, we'll smile. Smile for the camera.
Okay. I quit this job.
Hurry, take this picture.
I can't, my headphones come off, Brock.
Come on.
Okay, ready? Everybody look
your best. We're
taking
a picture.
Okay, thank you.
So what did your son say about the Jeep?
He thinks they're too small.
Yes, I remember this.
Yeah, so...
I want Ashton to get what she wants.
Yeah.
They're so nice.
but they don't have any of the, what she wants in stock. First
of
all,
what else is too small?
Shush.
Is she having to compromise now because of
There's nothing in stock. We've test drove them. We're looking for a fun Jeep that we could just play with. So,
none.
But those aren't in stock either. Nothing is in stock. That's why we don't have a new car. Like, there's a shortage of cars.
Marriage.
Not a good... What are you talking about? Give Dana a big round of applause. She's leaving.
Hi, Dana!
She's leaving. She put on the Brock Entertainment hat. Hey, I'm wearing camouflage
Brandon.
Pants. She's wearing a camouflage shirt. So it's camouflage day. Johnny Cash.
Just make sure your wife is happy, okay?
That's all I want. I haven't decided on anything with her. We just are looking because there's nothing in stock right now. So.
Just don't make her compromise.
She's on right here. She can hear you.
I appreciate it, right, Marcy.
Don't compromise. You're too sweet and patient and kind and hardworking to have to go get something you don't want for the next several years.
I appreciate you.
All right. Love you.
Love you. So, yeah, there's nothing available right now. That's
okay.
And that's across the board. So the used car market is insane right now. Like you could, a lot of people are selling their used cars and making more than they paid for them.
Oh,
yeah. That's how crazy it is because there's such a shortage of everything. Used cars, good cars, you know.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, luckily you guys have the means to get around in the meantime.
Yeah.
So you're good.
So Lewis, I had hit up Lewis Ford and said, hey, if you possibly get a, you know, this certain model of Jeep in, give me a call. And they did. And I went and I went there and I go, yeah, this isn't the one I was talking about. They're like, oh, it's the right color and it's the hybrid. And I go, but it doesn't. No. I said, I don't want this one. If I got a Jeep, we wouldn't want this one. So it
What's
just
the
wasn't
Jeep kind.
It just the accessories we wanted with it and stuff. They're like, oh, yeah, that'd take at least 12 to 20 months. Like,
oh,
of course it will. He's like, you can order it. I'm like, yeah, you can order anything. But here's the deal. No, I don't want to order anything.
I've made friends with a GM at a dealership up in Bentonville. His son's taking golf with Drew.
Yeah.
So I can ask him.
There's nothing available. Just trust me on this one. So, yep. Still praying about vehicles. Still praying about it. But her son is right. The back seat, especially as he grows, is going to be too small and uncomfortable.
He'll be moving into the front seat soon.
But what if we're all in the car together?
Then you take the other car that you get for the family stuff.
Shut up. You're done. You're done.
Thank you, Marcy.
But it's just not practical.
I've said
all along. Not practical. Should have never test drove one.
Oh my God.
Now she's looking at me mad. We're going to have a conversation about this. And it's.
Hey, a Volkswagen Bug is not practical. It was for fun mostly.
Guess what? I sold it and made more money than. Yeah, it was for fun. But at that point in my life, I didn't have five people living in a house. I didn't have three extra kids to tote around in. And that's what I said. If we found a good price Jeep that was used, we could buy it and she could have her Jeep that she could play around in. But there aren't any. I got a guy looking for one, but there's not any out on the market right now that are less than a new car. Because people are overpricing their used cars right now. It's crazy.
Okay. How far are you looking? Just curious.
Within 250 miles. Some in Dallas.
Well, we haven't looked very hard in Dallas.
Yeah, we have. I've looked all over, babe. Trust me.
Mine came from Louisville.
We're not going to Louisville.
I didn't go there. They brought it to me.
How much extra did you have to pay for that?
Nothing.
We're not getting a Land Rover either, so it's a little bit different with the exotic vehicles that you buy.
I think dealerships have loosened up their rules and fees on delivery because of the pandemic and just out of, like, courtesy.
All right, what do you got going on this weekend?
Okay, let's talk about it. What am I doing? Nice.
Marcy,
I am.
She invited us to 4th of July at their house.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That'll be so fun.
Yeah.
You talk so quiet. Talk.
Your honeymoon.
I am talking.
She's good. I can hear her.
You talk so quiet, like a mouse voice.
Well, one of us has to.
Oh. Zinger.
I think we're going to go boating on Saturday, just laid back. Cool. Just me and the kids and Will. And then Sunday, yes, we are so excited to be a part of it all because I know it's very restricted. So any piece that we can get of this day, we're thrilled. We're super happy.
We're making all our guests wear masks. So
it's fine.
I'm just kidding. Definitely not.
I have a wedding tonight at Osage House with Miles. So doing a wedding with Miles and to see him on Sunday at a wedding. So that's
is he doing your pictures? I'm guessing.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Is he coming back to the house?
He might.
Yeah,
he might.
I'm not, I don't know.
Okay.
So there you go.
And I'm excited for Will to meet your family too.
Yes.
Well, both of your families.
So now he'll understand where I come
from. He'll understand. Yes.
He'll
exactly.
It'll all make sense.
So when your bug guy came in the room for a minute there, I thought it was Will because he was staring at the camera.
Yeah.
Your bug guy was just looking right at the camera. And so we waved. Yeah. I'm like, wait a second. That's not Will.
Yeah. I told him because I told him downstairs that I was in the middle of a podcast. So he came up here first and I said, look at my phone. That's everyone I'm talking to. He thought it was awesome.
Oh, Will.
Yeah. How about you guys? What do you guys have planned leading up to the day from now till Sunday?
Ashen?
Brock has a bachelor party on Friday.
Do you?
His brother is throwing.
Oh, wait. I know what this is going to be. It's going to be Top Golf for sure.
Well, I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know.
You're not.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Okay. Gotcha.
I know, but he doesn't know.
Okay. So your brother's in town?
Bo got in last night or this morning.
Yeah. So cool. Bo and Blake, and then my brother is in town. And then a few of Brock's friends that Blake reached out
but
to.
But if Will's not coming, I don't want to know part of it.
he's not allowed.
I don't want no part of this event.
And then I think I'm getting my nails done on Friday.
Cool.
With my sister.
Yay. Yay. No. Good.
And then Saturday, we'll just be hanging out with family. We have Brimley, so that'll be fun. Carson and Calvin have baseball games, so.
Okay.
If they don't get rained out, fingers crossed that they do.
Does baseball never end?
So this is the last weekend for about a month.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Give you guys a break.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Yeah.
Never ending. So.
Okay. So it sounds laid back. Not too much.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a laid back. I don't work Friday or Saturday I was told not to work Saturday and Friday is my thing. So
yeah.
We're going to have a good time. It's going to be a fun,
Goody.
Weekend with family. And then Monday, we'll have half of the day to get ready with stuff. And then we leave out for our trip that afternoon.
Are you guys just going to go to the hotel and crash? You're not doing anything downtown-y or anything like that?
There's not going to be anything open on Sunday night. And we live right next to downtown.
It's
so
true.
It's not like it's a getaway.
Not excited. Yeah.
It's just a different place to stay that's not our home.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Big shout out, though, to 21C for hooking us up with a room at employee discount. So,
yay.
Big shout out to my friends over there.
Good. Cool. All right, guys.
Another shout out to Aaron. Thanks for not listening, Aaron and Jeffy. We love you. Thanks for that extra boost yesterday when doing the furniture, the furniture.
Aaron would like to know that you told everyone about the big toot from her husband.
Oh, he loves it. Jeffy loves it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's in it.
Awesome.
So big shout out to everyone. Thanks for listening. If you need anything, brockandmarcy.com or on social, share this podcast with your friends. And if you want to be on the podcast or talk about anything, let us know. Hey, next week. Is it next week?
No, you're gone.
Week after. Yeah, we're going to be off next week. But the Single Parent Scholarship Fund, did you see this? Single Parent Scholarship Fund are joining with the Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Benton County. So they're joining forces.
Okay.
And they're doing you and I were invited July 7th, Wednesday, July 7th at the Record. They're doing their big ceremony. So to merge is called a merger. They're merging the SPSF Benton County with the SPSF NWA. So now they're just one big single parent scholarship fund.
Oh, good.
Which
that makes more
sense.
Been
needing to happen for a long time, but they will be on the show to help promote that coming up as well.
Katie Marie.
We love Katie Marie. Big shout out.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, sounds Marcy, good. We will see you on Sunday. Ashton, I love you. I'm going to write my vows right now. And everybody, to be Mr. and Mrs. Short the next time we're back.
Woohoo!
Here we go. Have a great one.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
We'd like to hang around and help clean up.
That ended well.
Bye-bye.